So, Tani Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kol Shelo Amar Eretz Chemda Tova Rechava Bebirchas Haaretz Umalchus Beis David Bebenu Yishalayim Lo Yatsa Yedei Chovasa. So the second one we understand, as Rashi explains, Malchus Beis David in Bona Yerushalayim, says Rashi, Sha'al Yado Niskadcha Yerushalayim, that only through David was Yerushalayim sanctified. You cannot separate, right, Yerushalayim and David HaMelech, right, he made it the national capital, Estamach David Avdecha Mehera Satzmiach. So what about, right, the other element, Eretz Chemda Tova Rechava, in Birchas Haaretz? Why do you have to state that? Any thoughts? What's the essential point here? It's Nifsak Le'alach on the Rambam. Avi?
Maybe since Yoshua was Nisak in that Bracha, his top was Birchas Haaretz, maybe, and this is describing the qualities of Amaretz Yisrael. Maybe that's...
Yet the nail on the head, it has everything to do with Yoshua. And that any time you're Mazkir Eretz Yisrael, what do you have to state very clearly? Yenitzin? Exactly. Tova ha'aretz ma'od ma'od. Im chafetz banu Hashem. Right? You're going back to that moment. Benching is also a repudiation of Chen HaMeraglim. Okay? Nochem Azakin Omer Tzarech Sheyizkor Ba Bris Mila. Rabbi Yossi Omer Tzarech Sheyizkor Ba Torah. Plei Mu Omer Tzarech Sheyakdim Bris LaTorah Shezon Nitna B'Shalosh Brisos. Right, as Rashi points out, three different places: Har Sinai, the Yol Moed, and then again in the Arvos Moav, and then again in Har Gerizim. But when it comes to Bris Mila, it's Yid Gimel Brisos, the Parshan Lechacha. I'd like to dwell on this with your permission for just a moment. So Tosus already says, "In tzarech lahaske bris retor v'chayim umazon, d'day lahaske al brischa shechathamta bivsareinu, v'yal seiroscha shilimadetanu, chukecha shodetanu, chayim chin v'chesed shechonetanu, d'aynu brisu Torah, v'gemara l'simano b'alma nakte." So again, you don't have to go above and beyond, but you need to have this, and you notice that the order is preserved. So I'd like to suggest the following. Lefiani is dyked. Remember when we started at the beginning of the parak, we said the whole idea of Echalta v'Savata is linked to Uve Rachta as opposed to Pentochal v'Savata v'Ramlo Avecha v'Shachachta Hashem. What's the risk in eating? I don't mean eating unhealthy food. Well, there the risk is coronary artery disease. Okay? What's the risk in eating that we pointed out at the very beginning of the perek? Exactly. The person, you know, eats and it's a primal activity and the person becomes more animalistic, even barbaric by nature. So what the whole idea of the Birchas Hazimun is that when you get together with other people, instead of it being, you know, kilu achlu zivchei mesim, an orgiastic primal experience, you know, people go out to eat and they're, you know, chomping down, some kind of food. It can be almost there are no words to describe what that experience is. It's animalistic and carnal, like a lion devouring its prey. You know, halitani na kind of a thing. It's not Yaakov. It's Esav, not in the good sense of the term, right? Not in the kibbutz sense of the term. It needs to be redeemed. There needs to be a gadlul hashemiti. There needs to be a keshem hashemekra. There needs to be a transformation in a positive direction. There needs to be a transformation in a positive direction. As the Rav spoke about in Family Redeemer. There needs to be a sense that this is, right, kilu achlu mishulchano shalmako menat zivchei mesim. So if that's true, what elements are particularly important in terms of what we just mentioned? Especially according to Shitas Rashi, that the way that people are mekayim the notion of Torah, you know, when, v'ein b'neim divrei Torah, it's kilu achlu mizivchei mesim, and yesh b'neim divrei Torah, it's kilu achlu mishulchano shel makom. So how is that achieved? Yenison?
In the context of some other Devar Shekusha.
Right. So the way that that's achieved is by integrating Torah and other very important themes. So you need to have Torah, but even before you need to have Torah, why do you think there's a kedimas to Mila? What's the yichus of Mila in this context? What did Mila represent? Ephraim?
Sort of a rejection of over-the-top physicality and saying that really everything, even our own very bodies, are from what is Hashem.
Exactly right. And the beautiful point of that is by making this so-called mum in yourself, so what have you achieved, ultimately? A higher degree of tmimus. A higher degree of tmimus. A higher degree of perfection in repudiating, you know, unmitigated carnal activities. Okay, Reb Abba Omer Tzarech Sheyomer Ba Hoda Tchila V'Sof. Rashi says Tchila V'Sof. Nod Hashem Lokenu Ve'Al Kulam Hashem Lokenu Anach Nimodimach V'Archem Osach, etc. Okay, so it has to be, you know, very much steeped and suffused with Hoda. Ve'Al Poches Lo Yivchos Me'Echad V'Chol Poches Me'Echad Harisim Meguna. How can you do with less than one? V'Chol Chosem Manchil aratzos v'virchas ha'aretz u'moshias Yisrael b'bonei Yerushalayim harei zebor. But if the chasima is, instead of al ha'aretz v'al mazon, it's manchil aratzos, or Moshia Yisrael b'bonei Yerushalayim, we'll come back to the second one in a second, you're a boar. So why do you think it's manchil aratzos is a boar? Instead of al ha'aretz v'al mazon. Ilan, what's your take? The singularity of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Chemda Tova Rechava. And I would go further than that, Ilan. Why is Eretz Yisrael so singular, right? It's not just Lechol Mipiryav Lispo Mituva, right? When we say that Eretz Yisrael is singular, it's not Manchil Aratzos, but it's Al Haaretz V'Al Hamazon, even if it's still in the context of eating from the land. What makes that land special? What's really the story?
The mitzvos hatuluyos baris.
Exactly.
Israel.
Right. The mitzvos hatuluyos baaretz. And the kedushas haaretz. And the idea that the land itself is a way, not of us getting rich, for getting rich's sake, for getting closer to Hashem. L'shichna sidrushu v'as Hashem. You ask me, what is the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael associated with? Trumos, Maestro, Shavias. What's the Tzad HaShoveh, Ephraim? What's the Tzad HaShoveh? The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael allows us to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing what?
By taking physical things and elevating them.
Towards what? And in what particular way? Trumos, Maestros, Shavias. It belongs to Hashem and those who serve Hashem, Truma and Maiser and Shavias v'achlu av yonei amecha and leket shichon peya. Right, the kedusha ha'aretz expresses itself very much aligned. We're about to read Rus, or we would, right, with the notion of matano saniyim and ve'alachta b'drachav and racham aval kol masav. That's the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. V'chol she'en omer b'risu Torah b'rchas haaretz u'malchos b'yis David b'mono Yerushalayim lo yatza yedei chovaso. Again, the land, the b'rchas haaretz has to be affiliated with bris and Torah. One more point. Who maybe more than any other figure in Tanakh besides Moshe Rabbeinu is associated with Torah? Misharso. Yoshua ben Nun. Very good. And why is Yoshua ben Nun so intimately associated with Mila in his bracha?
He did the Mila at Gilgal.
He sure did. Hayom galosias cherpas mitzrayim me'aleichem. Okay. Misayla the Rabbi Ladan, Rabbi Ladan, Rabbi Akbar, Achim Yishum Rabbeinu. Kol shalom arisatayra b'merikasa haaretz machas b'ezavi b'enu yishalem yotzi yechavaso. Plike b'abi yesi b'enu stayra b'anach chara merteve metim tzvicha malchus. Because it's only din the Rabban and Taisus says we pask in that way. V'chad amar, it's a bracha smucha chaverta, and doesn't require it seven malchus and a tzricha malchus. Manda mer tzricha malchus. Kasar the Rabban manda amar ena tzricha malchus. It's connected to everything else. Kasavar del raisa. And again, Tosus thinks that we pask in like the one that says Derabban and Tosus Hashita Seyem, right? The Rambam sounds different on that topic. And you get that from a variety of places, especially Hilchos Chiras as well, the summation there. Tanu Rabbanan, Mahu Chosem B'Binyan Yerushalayim. This is what we touched on before, but let's go a little bit deeper now. So Mahu Chosem B'Binyan Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Moshiach Yisrael. So Moshiach Yisrael in Yerushalayim, lo, didn't we say that would make you a boor? Ela'ema Af Meshiach Yisrael. So it's Moshiach Yisrael and Bonei Yerushalayim. So why do we need both of them? Why do we need both of them? Moshiach Yisrael and Bonei Yerushalayim.
What's the point of Yerushalayim without Am Yisrael?
Oh. This is very important. Misameach Tzion Bevaneha. Right? We're not nationalists. We're not. We don't believe in imperialism. Eretz Yisrael has to be calibrated within a certain perspective of values. Now, I'm not an all-or-nothing person. There are the all-or-nothing people that say, you know, it's a memshela zadon, and, you know, there's plenty of evidence. You know, I'm not referring to current events, by the way. I'm just, you know, general. You know, and therefore it has no value. I think it can have value. I think it does have value. I think, you know, it should have even greater meaning. The potential is there. Hashocheni tam betoch tumo tam. You've heard me say it before. But the whole point is that ultimately Yerushalayim and Yeshua Yisrael are linked, right? In terms of, you know, the way that we should think about them and the relationship between them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to allow, not just once, but twice, for Churban Yerushalayim, when the Jewish people didn't deserve it anymore. It's not an absolute value. It can't be compared to anything which is an absolute value. It's related to a broader constellation of values. Rabba Barbarafuna Ikla de Resh Galusa Pasach Vachada Visiem Bitarte. This is a little bit enigmatic. What does that mean? What exactly did he say? So Pasach b'chada, k'sheyischa b'bracha lo amar rochem Hashem b'Yisrael amecha v'shalim b'racha ela achas mehen, u'kshechasam chasam b'shtayim Moshiach Yisrael u'bonei Yerushalayim. That's how he practiced. Amar Rav Chisda, givurta l'mechtam b'tarte. Okay? V'atanya, Rabbi Yomer in chosim b'shtayim, gufa, Rabbi Yomer chosim b'shtayim, Esvei Levi the Rabbi al Eretz v'al Mazon. So Rabbi answers, no, Eretz really won. Eretz the Mifka Mazon al Horetz v'al Peros. Eretz the Mifka Peros. Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. Yisrael dekadshenu l'zmanim. Mekadesh Yisrael v'rashi chadashim. Yisrael dekadshenu l'rashi chadashim. Mekadesh Hashabbos v'Yisrael v'azmanim. So the Gemara says, Chutz Mizel, you may have us here. So it's interesting. Rashi quotes a girsa that he rejects. He says, Logaras habahatalia, which would be really interesting, that you caused, you know, one's linked to the other. What would that mean? Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim, right? So we know already that Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael, is what allows us to be Mekadesh Hazmanim, that's for sure, right? We're the Mamlech HaZkonim v'Goy Kadosh, that's why we have a Chodesh HaZalacham Rosh Chadashim. What is interesting, if you would say that somehow that's linked to Shabbos as well. Because remember the Tosfos, which Tosfos is Masechta Chagiga, which delineates the notion that Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are made on Shabbos, and Yisrael and Shabbos are made on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shabbos and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are Me'idin al Yisrael. Okay. Good. So Maishna Hacha, Hacha Chada Hi Hasam Tarte. Kochada Vechada, Gemara says, Ba'ape Nafsha, can be thought about it separately. B'taim Amai, fundamentally, in Chosmin B'shtayim, Lefisha in Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. A very difficult comparison the Gemara makes. Anybody have a thought? What makes this a little bit difficult? You say in Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. You don't want to denigrate a mitzvah by sort of like, you know, making it a two-for-one deal. You know, if you buy the 12-pack of Diet Coke, so we'll throw in the Bialy stick. That's not the way we relate to mitzvos, right? Avizar mitzvah kalikiv achamorai natam yodei matan scharis from mitzvos. Kol mitzvah mitzvah b'duktukah b'tirtut pirtosah v'chalosah. So what's the difficulty in terms of comparing Chosmin b'shtayim, the idea of mitzvos chavilos chavilos? What's the difficulty? Ephraim?
It sounded like, you know, you would have done another bracha of Moshiach Yisrael, and now you're being mezalz on the brachos by combining them to one. It's just you're adding things, it's true, but you're not adding things to take away. It's a binyan shalom and
alus. So Rashi hits that exact chord. Rashi says, "In chosin b'shtayim shedomin laosin mitzvos." It's not the same. Domin laosin mitzvos chavilos ki hechi the amar in Omer beis kedushos al kozechad. And that if it's really different themes, you don't want to mix them together. We should have our brachos reflect the singularity of our themes. Okay, so v'taim amai in chosin b'shtayim lefishen osin mitzvos chavilos. Chavilos. So my heavy alam, Rav Sheshes, Pasach Rachim Alamcha Yisrael. So Choseim b'Moshiach Yisrael. So Rav Sheshes says, if a person opens up with Rachim Alamcha Yisrael, he's Choseim with Moshiach Yisrael. Right, so that's the fulfillment of which principle, Ilan? That the Chasima has to be Mayein. And especially the Psicha. Right, that they should reflect each other. But in Chasima Meim Psicha Rashi says, okay, Chosim Bnei Yishlayim Pasach Rachim Yishlayim Chosim Bnei Yishlayim. Rav Nachman Amar Afilu Pasach Rachim Al Yisrael Chosim Bebonei Yerushalayim. Even if a person starts with Rachim Al Yisrael, he should be Chosim in Bnei Yerushalayim. Mishum Shneamar Bnei Yerushalayim Hashem. Nidche Yisrael Yichanes. Imasai Bnei Yerushalayim Hashem Bizman Shenidche Yisrael Yichanes. Okay, so when is the Kadosh Baruch Hu going to build up Yerushalayim? It's connected to Kibbutz Golios. Amalei Reb Zeiru Lerav Chisda Nesimar V'Nisni. Let's go and learn together. Amalei Birchas Mizana Lo Gamrina Usinuye Masnisa. I don't know Birchas Hamazon properly. How am I going to engage in study? So what was this whole story about? Amalei, my high. Amalei, the ikli the veirish galusa, brichi birchas mizona, vizikvi reisheshes lukui alai kichuya. So it's like reisheshes wanted to take stranglehold of me. He got very angry. Ve'amai, why delo imri lo bris, velo teira, velo malchus. He says, I'll tell you why I didn't include these things. The Rav Chanan al-Mirav, Lomer Bris Tari Malchus, Yatza. Bris, Lefishena Benashim. Tari Malchus, Lefishena Lo Benashim, Velo Beavadim. Ve'at Shafkit Kohani Tanoi Vamaroi, Ve'avdis Kirav. It was inappropriate that you, quote unquote, abandon all of the Tanoim and on the Amoraim, and you practice in accordance with Rav. Okay, so obviously, the assumption of that was how important could it possibly be, because everybody should be obligated in Birchas Hamazon, and if women don't have Bris Milah, and there's no formal Chiyuv in terms of Talmud Torah, and Avadim obviously have Bris Milah, but less of a Chiyuv in terms of Talmud Torah, and there's no Malchus there either, so how critical it can be. So in the end, as I said, you know, we paskin that these things should be included, and the question's on the other foot. Ilan, what do I mean by that? The status of Nashim in
benching, whether it's Dereis or Derabanan.
Now, why in the world would it be Derabanan? Pasuk says, Achal Tavsvat V'Rachtos, Hashem Elokecha, Ala Aretz Hateva Asher Nasan Lach. So why in the world would it be the Rabbanan?
Rashi says because they have no chilek in Naretz.
Okay, very good. Excellent. What about the Rambam?
That he leaves it b'torah suffik.
Well, he says it is a suffik, but why is it a suffik? What's the suffik?
Is it Brisan Torah?
Anybody happen to remember? Yenison?
I mean, I'm not sure if this is the Rambam says, I'm just guessing because maybe we say that the... Actually, never mind, forget.
No, the post was the...
Ephraim? The Rambam says something interesting. He says, it's a mitzvah saseh...
Shezman Rama?
Well, is it?
Tizman Afila?
So let's read the Rambam. Fascinating line in the Rambam. Fascinating line. I think I kept it open from before. If I didn't, I apologize. And I will open it up post-haste. You guys, each decade somebody is younger than somebody else is means that they can open up a page of on the computer faster, maybe by a factor of some significance. Okay, so the Rambam says something fascinating. Okay, the Rambam of the Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Brachos, Perek Gimel, should be... Perkei, excuse me. Perkei halach aleph. Nashim vavadim chayavim birchas hamazon. V'safek yesh bedavarim im chayavim min haTorah lefi she'ein kavu al hazman o einam chayavim min haTorah. Lefikach ein motzin es hagedol lemidei chovasan aval aktanim chayavim birchas hamazon midevei sofrim. So the Rambam chose to present it in terms of a contrast with Ketanim. And here it's pretty clear, using Revilson's Chakira, here it's pretty clear that the... I'll read the line again, because it's not fair, you don't have it in front of you. Ketanim chayavim v'birchas hamazon midevei sofrim kidei lechanchan v'mitzvos. In this particular mitzvah, on whom does the chiyuv devolve? The father or the child?
The child.
Right. So the child is an obligation, midirabbanan, which frankly makes a lot of sense. And it makes a lot of sense because...
You can't practice without saying it.
Well, I mean, but that's true in every mitzvah. Why would you say in this mitzvah in particular, it makes sense that the chinuch is rami and the child and not the father?
The dad's not always there when the kid's
eating. Okay. All right, so it could be technical explanation. Okay. One last thought before we take a look. Back to Nashim. What's another element of this? What's the difference between, let's say, Birchas HaMazon and other mitzvahs?
Chidah.
Right. Good. So you said it more generally than I was going to say it, but I was going to say the Hanah is very personal. He felt it very directly. And nobody else can really give hoda'ah for you. So unlike, I don't know, tefillin or tzitzis or megillah, where you could have a debate about what the nature of the derabbanan is. I mean, obviously the katan is eventually going to, zah katan gadol, yeah, he's going to have an obligation to perform the mitzvos on a Torah level. So the question is it the father's obligation or the child's obligation? But here, since the whole nature of the mitzvah is a personal discharging of a debt of gratitude for your extraction of hana from the world, I think it makes sense that the chi of the Rabbanan match the nature of the chi of the Raisa. Does that make sense? Okay. So the Rambam didn't explain, except the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah says, oh, you have to look in the Gemara and Daf Chav, right? The Gemara and Daf Chav explains what the Rambam's suffix was. And there, the Gemara, as you guys correctly pointed out, for the different Rishonim, right, the Mishnah says pretty clearly that they're chayavin Bebirchas Hamazon. Okay, fine. And then you have the whole debate, you know, in terms of the Gemara, you know, what exactly is the question in Birchas Hamazon? The Gemara says the following, which I think explains a little bit of the Shita of the Rambam. Birchas Hamazon, Pshita. Ma'u de se, ma'ho l'chsev, v'seis Hashem lachem, ba'erev basar lechol, v'lechem ba'boker lizbawa, kim mitzvahs asei shazman gram adami, kamash malon. Wow. I'll read it one more time because you don't have it in front of you. Ma'u de se, ma'ho l'chsev, v'teis Hashem lachem, ba'erev basar lechol, v'lechem ba'boker lizbawa, kim mitzvahs asei shazman gram adami, Kamash Malan. Who can figure out what the Rambam was coming to say? The Rambam felt the need to add that that Havamina, that you might have thought that it's a mitzvah sasesha as mangrama, and therefore women are pturos, right? The Rambam gives a very important, you never know when the Gemara says Kamash Malan, oh, we don't pask in that way, or like we totally reject the Havamina. So in this case, the Rambam is saying Gainus is something very important. Go ahead.
I think what he's saying is that since the Gemara is saying that what's that the Havamina is that there's could be Zmanim for meals.
Oh, of course. Right, that is what the Gemara means. That since the, there's typical Zmanim for meals, right, all Tuchos Kashrus is predicated on that notion. So since there are normal Zmanim for meals, right, that is a very, very, very important point. Since there are normal zmanim for meals, right? Pateis Hashem lachem, lachem baboker, lisboa, uvo erev. So you might think that birchas hamazon, even if you happen subjectively to be eating at a different time, I don't know, you're a night owl, so you're eating at 3 in the morning, right? So that's not a normal time to eat, but still bitsura, it's a mitzvah seishas man grama, kamash malan. So what do you see from the Rambam? The Rambam rejected that Havamina entirely. Because how does the Rambam set up his language? The Rambam said, there are two tzadim. Right? One side is that they're not mechuyev midaraisa. And then he says, and one side is that they are mechuyevos midaraisa because it's a mitzvah saseh. Exactly. You hear that, Ilan? Says that's it's so important that the Rambam came to say that. He so fundamentally rejected that Havamina, says that the entire tzad to say that it's daraisa is rooted in the fact that it's a mitzvah saseh she'en hazman grama. Ah, but there could be other technicalities, some of which you touched on, whether it's Torah, or Bris Milah, or both of them, whatever it is, or Al Ha'aretz HaTorah Asher Nasan Lach, that are obviously impacting the Rambam. So why am I dwelling on this point? And I'm sorry that I just a few minutes over, but let me just conclude with this nekuda. Why do you think the Rambam felt so strongly when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, the Shita Seinu, that you cannot possibly define it as a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? Is what did the Rambam go out of his way when he started Hilchos Brachos? What was the whole idea? He says, you know, all brachos really are a form of doing something, and this, right, we have so many of them. Oh! Exactly. It can't be that it's a mitzvah seishazman grama. But it undermined his whole theory of what brachos are. This course of Bari Tamid. Ephraim. Beautiful. Okay. So let's hold it up there. And Mirtz Hashem will pick it up tomorrow, and we'll go down to the Mishnah. Well, guys, have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Have a good night.